I remember when my first daughter, Kelly, was born in 1980. I have three daughters, and I had little idea what was ahead. It would help if they came with a manual, wouldn't it? Most women these days are running a household, raising kids, and holding down a job. The title Supermum is a good title for today's mothers. Their biggest problem is mums tend to look after everyone but themselves. So here are some tips for all you busy mums and everyone else who has never a spare moment in their day. First and most important tip is to get interested in your health. Your body is like a machine and needs to be maintained properly. Being healthy doesn't take much effort once you prioritise it into your life. Eating poorly will only make you sluggish, tired, and have no energy. Eating the right way will give you more energy and a feeling of wellness. So get interested in low-fat cooking and think about what you're putting into your mouth. Ask yourself, if I eat this, will it give me energy or will it drag me down? My next tip would be to exercise at least 4 times a week. Exercise gives a better quality of life now and as you age, and a great stress releaser. If you're saying you don't have time for exercise, well, I say, can you afford not to make time for exercise? When you're healthy and fit, life seems easier, and by looking after yourself, you set a great example to your kids. You should be number one, because if you aren't looking after yourself properly, how can you look after others? This doesn't mean you have to be selfish, but more that you're being intelligent, as you're no good to yourself or your family if you have no energy and are sick all the time. My last tip is to learn to say the word no and do it often. Yes, women are meant to be the nurturers, but this doesn't mean we're slaves either. Another great word is delegate. Make everyone, no matter what age, responsible for jobs around the house. Sharing household chores means you'll have more time to exercise and have more time for you. I mean, how can you give to others if you don't first give to yourself? Dr. John Tickell says, if you don't take time for exercise now, then please make time later in life for illness. Something to think about. Today's quote, make the most of the best and the least of the worst.